WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming
ABC
on the Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. State of emergency in Maui, Hawaii due to wildfires fanned by high winds from a far-off hurricane. At least 36 people killed and leaving survivors in the dark.
You know, there were 29 poles that fell. And that knocked out the power. Fiber optics were burnt. So there was no power, no cell service.
That's the mayor of Maui, Richard Bisson, in an interview with ABC affiliate KITV. Thousands of residents and tourists are having to flee the flames. Leif Wright says it was chaos evacuating hard-hit Lahaina.
It was pandemonium. It was maybe 15, 20 feet of visibility. This lady comes walking out of the smoke, just covered in soot, no shoes, walking aimlessly with two dogs kind of like following her.
This is ABC News. President Biden set for an event in Utah today, hours after a man who made threats against him was shot and killed in a standoff with the FBI.
Authorities say 75-year-old Craig Robertson had made credible threats, posting to social media, quote, "I hear Biden is coming to Utah, digging out my old ghillie suit and cleaning the dust off the M24 sniper rifle. Welcome, buffoon-in-chief." A federal complaint reveals dozens of Robertson's posts, including pictures of an arsenal of weapons, images of Robertson dressed in camouflage, armed with a rifle, and multiple references to killing the president. The FBI says its investigation also uncovered threats against other Democrats and against law enforcement officials overseeing court cases against former President Trump.
ABC's Andrew Dembert. Streaming your favorite Disney movies and shows will cost more if you don't want to see the ads. The Walt Disney Company, parent of ABC News, says rates will go up by more than 20%. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
I'm coming!
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming!
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning. Another beautiful morning. A little rain last night, which means my butt is wet. So,
that
my car.
Yes.
So, did I tell you about my other problem?
Yeah, plenty, but
the window doesn't go all the way up.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So, I put a wad of gum on the button so that I wouldn't use it. So, I was coming in yesterday morning. It was pitch black for summer. It was really dark yesterday, and I forgot about it. I didn't touch the wad of gum. So, I rolled it all the way down. All right. So then,
I don't get the water gum. It's
well, that's so I remember.
It's a deterrent. It's like a Band-Aid.
It's like, oh, something's there. Why am I
rolling the window down?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's to remind me.
All right. Sorry. Got it.
So I actually had Jim, the maintenance man here. He's a really nice guy. Really nice guy. He said, well, that's, I know exactly what it is. It's the belt of the so-and-so. And I said, how much? He goes, about $300. So yeah, I'm not putting $300 in this car.
No.
So he helped me try to get it up where I hit the buzz, it goes like that. And he's hanging on to it, trying to pull it up as we go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got it up to about, it's only about an inch and a half, because your fingers get in there, then you can't get it up any further.
Oh yeah.
So we got some rain last night, didn't know it. Got to about Denmark, and it's like, wow.
Feeling it.
Why are my buttocks wet?
Your car sleeps outside.
Yeah.
And that inch and a half. Yeah. There was rain.
Yeah.
I just, kudos to whoever called the weather last night. So we had the city band concert, right?
Yeah.
And
did you get through it?
So it goes from 7 to 8, and it is one full hour. And
which is very, if anybody hasn't been there.
Oh my God.
I was there a few years back. Well, more than a few, but they had me MC some things.
Right.
To the sound of a patriotic song.
Yeah.
And it was great. That band is fantastic. There's a perfect setting.
The bowl is great. The setting, you know, just 400 people there. Bring your own lawn chair. It's a great, great historical park in the historical area of Green Bay. Anyway, so last night, and you're right, they have great things. They have, you know, sometimes they do musicals. They do the patriotic, the variety of music. And actually, next Wednesday is the last city band concert of the season, and it's a best of, so they play a couple songs from each different venue. Anyway, so you know, we had some friends over, had a little party, and we're on the front lawn watching the band concert, and they at 7:45 they said this is going to be our last song. And it's like, wait a minute, what, you guys played till 8 o'clock? You've always done that. No, and it was, the weather didn't look bad. They played one more song at 8 o'clock. It just poured.
Really?
So kudos to whoever called that, because that's not easy to do, to say, look, we're cutting it short, and they're like, oh, it's not going to rain or this. And anyway, whoever called that, it was perfect, because at 5 to 8, it's probably 5 to 8, it just poured. And it, So it was the right call. Great concert. I mean, the weather was just great from 7 to 7:55. But yeah, we had a good time. And you're right, that is something very special. And those musicians that play in the city band concert, that's the real deal. I mean, they're paid. Yeah. They're paid. Yeah. They try out for that.
Right.
I mean, that is really good music.
Yeah, that's a big. I remember I went to one of their rehearsals.
Right.
Because I had to read it to their.
Oh yeah.
You know their thing. And I mean, some of them had been professors of music and whatever.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It was a
they're yeah. teachers.
This isn't just a bunch of folks that get together and say, hey, let's form a band,
which is great. And then people do that. And there's some great music in this community. But that is a professional musicians. And I conducted that one time. I sang there one time. It was they really try to mix it up a little bit, but it's always.
You sang?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you sing?
On with the Show. I sang with my daughter. It was a duet.
How come you won't sing on this show? I've encouraged you to sing in this show and you won't do it.
We will.
You
someday.
Discourage me from singing on this show and I sing in this show. Something's
anyway,
wrong with that picture.
That band concert is a slice of Green Bay. It's just,
yeah, I agree.
It's just.
It's old school. It's.
Longest continuously playing city band in the United States.
Are you serious?
In the United States.
That's incredible.
It is.
What year did they start?
Over 100. They played through the war, which I think is when a lot of bands would have broken up, right?
Sure.
You know, because yeah. stuff to do. But that's just a piece of our history. And, you know, I remember when the 2007-08, the budget was tight. I mean, you got to admit, the economy wasn't good. I don't know what you were doing then, but it was tough. And, you know, you have a budget that's, I think the city's budget back then was $88 million, $90 million, and you know, there's always the proposal from let's cut the band concert out. And that's like, look, as tough as things are, you know, we need to celebrate even in tough times.
Yeah.
And the people who are there, a lot of them, they paid taxes their whole life. And this is an event they go to and it's 1 hour. And so, you know, as tough as things were, you got to keep the, you know, those decisions aren't always the easiest. I mean, now things are much better.
You
but
know what
anyway,
I wish they'd bring back?
The thing at Bay Beach, the concerts there?
Nope. What? The Packer Band.
Right?
I'm serious. And I know everybody's got so high tech with, you know, entertainment at games and all this. And I understand that. I thought that Packer Band lent a certain tie to old school Green Bay, the Lumberjack Band. And, you know, they would ride the train to Chicago and play all the way down. And I thought that was a little slice of Green Bay Packer lore that they didn't have to get rid of.
And you know that you know, we're talking before the show about your son rehearsing genealogy.
Yeah.
But history's important.
Absolutely.
Pride.
I mean, and I thought about that, Jim, as I was driving into it with the start of the Heritage Trail.
Right.
Right out here. And it's like, and there's you know, one of the statues is of one of the guys from the old Lumberjack Band for the Packers. And it's
drummer.
Like, that was something we had that nobody else really had.
And that's what you want to capitalize
That's
on.
What you want to capitalize. That's what makes Green Bay different from these other places.
And there's a lot of growth going on in the country. There's suburbs going on. But, I mean, and once that's gone,
it's gone.
Kind of gone.
It's totally gone. So, it's totally gone.
I'll give the Packers some credit. And I know a lot of people have taken the tour. But I thought that was cool that with the tunnel, how they preserve some of the bricks from, you know, some of the greatest players. And
how far back do you go to Packer games?
Oh, yeah, John, I was not.
Okay.
So, no, I probably.
You had to groom your pony and do whatever probably that morning.
Just.
But you know what was cool when I used to come there? When I was a kid. So, first thing we would do is I'd go down into the end zone because they didn't have nets then. So, when kickers were practicing, you could catch the footballs in the stands. No, you had to throw them back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Still, that's pretty cool.
Unbelievably cool.
Right.
You're 10 years old and you're catching an NFL football.
Yeah.
But I always had this thought. If I brought in one more buddy and he was up near the top of the tunnel, throw him the pass and he just runs all the way out the stadium.
Nice.
I would run the other way. So the security guy, they're 60 years old. They'd get one of the two of us.
Right. And the guy with the ball would get away.
He'd get away.
Because he got the head start.
Yes, I always
that's good thinking.
Fantasized about that.
Yeah.
That's what I fantasized about.
Okay. Well,
but then, yeah. So then another thing that was so cool back then is the opposing team used to leave the locker room Okay. The locker room was on the same side as the Packers then.
Right.
Their locker room was. And they would literally walk. You'd have some security guards. And that was about, I think, a little bit of fencing maybe. And the opposing players would walk right through the atrium, through the corridor from the locker room, mm-hmm. right amongst the fans down the tunnel.
Wow.
So
you could stand there.
You're from you to me away yeah. from, like, you know,
wow.
Alex Karras and all these great players. That was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, they were interacting with the fans a little bit. Again, the fans weren't bad. They didn't get on them or anything like that. It was just, so that was always a fun thing then. So a couple of little things they've lost at Lambeau Field, but I'm sure there's a reason, but I still think the band would be cool.
But with that said, they have done a pretty good job of retaining a lot of traditions.
No, so better than anybody has.
That bike thing?
Yes.
I mean, that's cool.
No question.
The players, you can get kind of close to the players. You know, when they drive in, sometimes they'll stop and chat with the fans a little bit. And when they walk to that Hinkle Field, they do.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool, too, when Josh Myers was on here.
Right.
And he said that every time he drives into the stadium for a home game, he plays Boys of Fall.
Yeah.
And he said he just gets jacked up for the game when he does that. And the people are, you know, doing their tailgating.
Yeah. So it's nice that season's back. So what's going to happen tomorrow, Cincinnati? Anything? I mean, I saw...
Tonight, isn't it? Is it tonight or tomorrow? Jason, tonight or tomorrow?
Friday.
Oh, what day is it today? Thursday. What's Thursday?
All day, John.
I keep thinking it's Friday today. Yeah.
No,
okay, never mind.
We got to work tomorrow.
All right. Dang.
Oh, good. You got to be here tomorrow. I'd be a little bit nervous being alone.
Sorry about that. Okay.
A friend of mine lives in Cincinnati, and she sent some pictures. The Packers were totally engaged with the Packer fans down there. Now, granted, it's preseason, but got some pictures.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I watched... Hard Knocks last night with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, you said you're high on that.
So, it was the first time I'd seen that other one the night before, the Johnny Manziel one.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the first one I saw with Rodgers. And you know what I thought to myself? Hmm. Honest to goodness, this is exactly what I thought to myself. That's the guy I used to know.
Oh, so it was a great beauty guy.
That's the guy I used to know.
Yeah.
This other guy they've had recently, I don't know him.
Yeah. You know where I met him was at Young Life. It's a Christian-based organization for high school kids that may be struggling a little bit.
Oh, that's cool.
And he would come to those things, bring jerseys, talk to the kids. Like,
yeah.
Now, granted, that was when, and he was in Young Life, I think, when he was out in Southern California or Northern California. But I don't know. I don't know if he changed or if just the world around him changed. But yeah, it's not the same.
But, he's not, but he
but it was
was
a good documentary
last night.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just bizarre that it's like, what did you change?
Yeah.
What happened?
And I don't know. Money? Notoriety?
He's got more money now than ever.
Yeah. But some of those other guys made a lot of money. I don't know, but I still think... No, I'm saying they didn't change a lot, right? Donald Driver?
Right. Oh, gosh. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Donald Driver, the last time I met him, Donald Driver when he won the Super Bowl, Donald Driver when he won Dancing with the Stars, was the same Donald Driver that would show up with me every Monday night during the season at the Razzmatazz bar on the east side. You ever been to the Razzmatazz?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And we would have a piece of plywood like over the pool table for our desk, for our set.
Right.
And he would show up and he was personable and he was fun and he was everything. And Donald Driver, and he was not even starting then.
Yeah.
He was still this. They still had Antonio Freeman and some of those guys. So he wasn't a star in any way, shape, or form.
But even when he was a star.
But he was the same way when he wasn't a star as he was a star.
That's what I'm saying. And
that is so awesome.
It is. It is. And I wonder what that is. If it's your spouse, if it's your coach. I don't know what it is. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers was a great guy. I'm going to remember him as a great guy. He was so involved in the community. I loved him for that.
Okay, we're going to try to get him on the air. Okay. I was thinking that last night.
Right.
We're going to try to pull some strings and see if we can get Aaron Rodgers on this show.
That'd be awesome.
What do you think about that?
I think that would be great.
Because I'm going to have a former Packer on every week from here on out now that the preseason has started.
And we're also going to, we talked a little bit about other athletes, other stars in the community that are more high school. We're going to talk to some of those kids too. So
CCR,
anyway.
CCR, Fortunate Son, 1969.
We got a great guest coming
Mark Scogan joining us. We got a lot to talk about with him. Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media. 608-819-8255.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 59. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 77, overcast. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers, Sunday. Another look at the short range, highs reach 78 today. We should dip down to around 59 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM. How are you doing, Mr. Mayor?
I'm doing fine, and I'm so excited about this guest we have on. We've had great guests on, and we continue to. And next week we have some great guests that we'll talk about. But so, did I tell you I was mayor?
Christy, did you ever mention that?
Once or twice.
We have Mark. Before he introduced you, we actually have our listeners have a drinking game. And every time he says, when I was mayor, they do a shot.
Yeah. So, a morning shot.
Right. Nobody's driving right now.
Espresso.
But I do, John, I've said this to you before. And when Christy said that Mark Scogan was coming on. To run a successful city, takes a lot of things. But one of the biggest things you need is support from the business community. And, you know, we've all seen what happened in Detroit, and if you read that book, Autopsy, which, you know, the decline of Detroit and, you know, losing half their population, it was really some of the businesses that kind of stepped away. Here in Green Bay, we've been very, very blessed, very fortunate to have leaders step up in the business community. And I can say this. I said it when I was in office. I can say it now that I'm out of office. Festival Foods, number one community business in the greater Green Bay, hands down. I remember how freaked out I was. I got elected and Shop goes like, "Nah, I think we're pulling away from the fireworks." I'm like, "Oh my God, the fireworks? I mean, we don't do fireworks. That would cost me my job." And you came in and said, "We can do that. We have the team to do it. We'll step up." So many things. And we'll talk about that later, but let me, you don't need an introduction, but my job is to introduce you. So I'm going to.
Is that your job?
What was it, your job?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out what jobs we have here. So, go ahead. Right. We'll write that down. The mayor is the introducer.
It's our job. It's our job to introduce the guests. That's what I meant. But Mark Scogan, who has been in the you call it the grocery business or food service business for many years. And they started in Unalaska. His dad, who is like one of the most awesome people you're going to meet. And they built a very, very successful company. 40-some stores in Wisconsin. You can go to Madison, Anago, anywhere. And what they've done is a consistent distribution of quality food. It's every store you go into, it's clean, the people are friendly, and he's joining us today for the next 45 minutes or so. And tough to get a hold of this guy. For those of you, and everybody's like, go talk to Scogan. It's like, yeah. But I asked him this morning, I said, I haven't seen you as much lately. He goes, I still know what's going on. And you do. And I think that's great. So, Mark, welcome to
That's all we have time for, Mark. Thank you for being here. Best of luck.
Great to be here. Bright
right,
and early.
Take care. All right, coming up next.
All right, Mark, welcome. And you, again, I start with gratitude, and I'll end with that too. But how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Everything is awesome, except we're getting towards the end of summer, which is not fun for any of us, I guess.
Well, the first thing I want to talk to you about, and we got so much talked about Epic and the great form you got there and the great things coming up, but I still say that baseball park you built and that team that kept the Northwoods League alive in Green Bay, Wisconsin. There's not even a question about that. And I think that is one of the cool things that almost quietly has been done here over the last 10 years. I mean, we've needed a new base. I mean, Joanny's, God bless it, but it's... How old is Joanny's? I mean, literally close to 75, 80 years old, and they kept trying to update it, and they kind of did, but it just, sometimes you just need to move on. And what you've done with that park and with the Rockers is exceptional, because I know so many, I think that league is so important for young kids around here to see how good the talent is that play college baseball. And I think this is a really underrated area for baseball talent, and for them to be able to see that up close and personal like that, I think that's cool.
Okay, so let's welcome Mark Scogan.
I'm here.
Again, Mark will be back tomorrow.
All right, so that's
part two of the Mark Scogan Report.
Thank you, Mark. Christy, you want to chime in now? Tell him what else he did?
Hey, let's
go. Good morning, Mark. How's Epic?
All right, let's let him talk. Seriously.
All right, baseball. Yes. Anytime I take somebody to the game, and I would imagine a lot of the fans that aren't regulars are always like, well, who are these guys? Where do they come from? What do they get paid? And I said, they're college guys playing with wood bats for the first time. Yep. And similar to the Cape Cod League, which is more known probably because it's been around longer, except this league plays in better stadiums and has entertainment around the games rather than just baseball.
Well, you know what you need to do to get this league known as well as the Cape Cod League? You have to do a movie. Do you remember the movie with Jessica Biel? And who was the guy? It was the guy that played Shaggy in Scooby-Doo and a bunch of those guys. Remember, he was on his way to a perfect game, and she was leaving for college.
Mark has no idea what
you're talking about. Yeah, I'll dig up the name of it.
Mark, because it was all about... Mark, I go through this every day.
It was all about the Cape Cod League.
Me and movies, people ask me all the time, have you seen that one?
Oh, you too?
I'm like, I don't know. Tell me a little bit about it. I sure don't remember the name, and sometimes if I've seen it, I even forget.
Perfect Game.
Okay,
no. You remember? No.
Or if you just say, yeah, I saw it, then they'll stop talking about it. That's my strategy, and it works.
Anyway. Sometimes.
Nod and smile.
That's right. But that's the thing. I mean, the wooden bat is such an important thing for these guys if they have aspirations of playing at the next level.
It sure is. And I can't imagine. I played college baseball, and I can't imagine somebody handing me a wood bat after having an aluminum for so long. And I would be afraid that thing's going to just bust off of my hands every time I swung it. So I give them credit. It doesn't seem like they, step back in their abilities or how well they hit the ball at all, So,
but cool. I think aluminum bats have hurt the game of college baseball. I went to Arizona State and, I was the announcer for the baseball team and everything like that. And back then they still had wooden bats. Well, I still follow ASU. And I remember the Brewers drafted a guy number one a few years back. He's the NCAA's all-time leading home run hitter. I don't think he ever hit a home run in the major leagues because he just couldn't get used to a wooden bat.
Yeah, you don't hear that too much where they just fail because of a bat switch.
Right. But it's true.
Yeah.
We're going to send it to a quick break.
He's also in the grocery business.
Who is? Mark?
We'll get back. We'll talk about that. Your growth.
Why are you keeping that a secret?
Well, we're going to let him talk first.
Okay.
Mark Scogan. We're going to
I guess
right
it's
back.
Your show, Mr. Mayor. Back after this. I don't understand.
Where the fans own the team.
This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. State of emergency in Maui, Hawaii due to wildfires fanned by high winds from a far-off hurricane. At least 36 people killed and leaving survivors in the dark.
You know, there were 29 poles that were that fell and that knocked out the power. Fiber optics were burnt. So there was no power, no cell service.
That's the mayor of Maui, Richard Bisson, in an interview with ABC affiliate KITV. Thousands of residents and tourists are having to flee the flames. Leif Wright says it was chaos evacuating hard-hit Lahaina.
It was pandemonium. Like, it was maybe 15, 20 feet of visibility. This lady comes walking out of the smoke, just covered in soot. No shoes, walking aimlessly with two dogs kind of like following her.
This is ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio...
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW.
Oshkosh. We have Mr.
And Oshkosh. Oshkosh.
We're on an Oshkosh too, Mark, and that word, they told us to mention that more often. So every time I mention it, John just goes back to the plywood company. Which
you watch pro wrestling when you were a kid?
No. A little bit, but never followed it.
Plywood Oshkosh. But anyway, Mark Scopin in the house with us, and we're gonna let Mark talk now. Mr. Mark, go ahead.
I want to talk a little bit more about the business model. You're in so many different things, but tell us the growth in the state. I'm not going to let Mark talk, but I just want to say that, and I know a little bit about business. What you do in terms of philanthropy with everything, Boys and Girls Club, we talked about the fireworks, just, and I don't know how many requests you get a day. It's got to be.
I do. 200, right?
For donations and things?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So that's last time I saw you, we met with you and your guys said it was about 200 a day.
Okay. And I think you say yes to the majority of them. And yet you run a very profitable business. And I was talking to my wife about you coming on the show. And when I was in school.
Why do you point to me? Just now? Did you notice that? Because I was talking to my wife as he puts his head on towards me.
Because I clear it with my. Okay, I don't know why I was pointing to you.
You noticed that too, though, right?
Okay. I was talking to my wife. And in school, we always studied grocery stores, right? In college. And they always. The margins are tight. You break the last bottle of ketchup. That's the profit for the case. It shows how long ago it was because they were glass bottles. But and yet, it seems to be working for you. So you want to share your secret sauce? I know it's servant leadership. I know it's good management. But what you do works. You do a lot of charity things, and your business is successful. I mean, there's no arguing that.
Yeah, it's about people for sure. And there are other grocers that don't focus as much on people, and it still works, obviously. There's successful businesses, but you need to differentiate. And so we've always done it through people and trying to create a more enjoyable shopping experience. And let's face it, people going to a grocery store aren't as excited about walking in there as Disneyland or something. It's a lot of work. Hunting for your items, load them up, unload them, take them home and all that. So can we make it better than they expect is what we're really after. And yeah, margins are very tight. 2% in our industry, net profit is if you're doing well. And it's, you know, that's a fine line. You can quickly turn that in the wrong direction. So
it doesn't take a couple mistakes and you're underwater.
Right. I mean, you just have to have controls in place, good people that watch over them and make sure you're doing the right thing. And giving back is important to us. It started with my grandpa back in the 1940s when he had his first store.
I love those pictures up that you guys have, the big old black and whites from all the different eras.
3,000 square foot store is where it started. And my dad really then went from there. My grandpa died when I was 6 years old. So my dad had about six stores when I got out of college. And the festival format came to us. We didn't create that. It was a franchise at the time. And one store in Onalaska, went to Marshfield, converted that store. It was going to go out of business, converted to festival, did well in 2 years, came over here. And that was really coming to Green Bay. Was really the stepping stone for a lot of growth because there's more population over here. And so we've just been fortunate. And the secret sauce can't stay the same. The industry is changing like everything is. And we just try and stay ahead of it.
8,000 employees, which is incredible. Just the people you employ. I have a confession that I want to tell you about. So when I was elected back in 2003, right away, we have a lot of youth that work in the city, especially in the summer, right? Bay Beach and the pools, and they just didn't seem as engaged or as happy. And I'm like, you know who's got great youth employees? Festival Foods. What are they doing that we're not? And we did, and you guys were nice about sharing some of your employee benefits, and it wasn't the money, but you were flexible with students. You're like, look, if you have football, if you have basketball, if you have theater, we'll give you time off. We were like, look, it's 7 to 3 or 10 to 6, and if you miss it, you know. And we lightened up a little bit, and we got better employees. And there were a lot of employees then. We didn't poach any of yours. Maybe a couple, Mark.
But they wanted to go work outside. That's not so bad.
Well, that's what it was. And, you know, to be a lifeguard is a pretty good job in this city. But, you know, and you were really willing to share that with us, too. And I just thank you for that. And I think that's helped Bay Beach grow. I think it's helped but you do treat the youth right there.
Yeah, I think I can remember back in those days where you would hear about other businesses that didn't want you to be in sports or whatever your extracurricular was because it took away from work. And we encouraged it because if you had the ambition to do something else, you're probably going to be pretty good at work. And then the key was getting good kids and asking them to bring their friends because their friends are going to be good kids, you know? So it's a foundation of good people.
And how true that is that if you're in extracurricular activities, and there's a lot of data to support that, but those are just the better students, the better kids, and you've done a good job. The other thing that you did that we did more of was when you hire youth, you brought their parents in and said, look, this is where your kid's going to work. And I just thought that was...
Yeah, that was an idea my dad had, you know, because the youth can maybe go home and tell a different story. So if they heard the whole story about the expectations and
he's
what we
so
stand
mean
for,
to me.
Yeah, they don't care if I call in sick. They told me that.
Yeah, that works. So I mean, they really engaged the youth, the family, and then It's something you did that we couldn't afford to do, though. That you also put some scholarship money in, right? For weekend work. I don't know if you still do that, but
yeah, Dollars for Students is what it was called. Yeah. And for every hour they worked, we were contributing. And I think they had to put some in for every hour they worked as well. Yeah. And then when they went off to school, they could use that money.
Yeah, that's awesome, right?
If you had to start all over again today with an idea in a small store, is it even humanly possible to succeed the way you have, or is the world changed
yeah,
so much?
Yeah, I think it'd be real tough.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, we call ourselves an independent retailer. We're not, you know, publicly traded. So there's not many of us. They just get bought up, eaten up, and, you know, hanging in there or to start over. Man, I don't think so.
That is a fear any good mayor would have about you being bought up. I mean, right. I mean, you're headquartered here in Green Bay, which is awesome. And you do so much. I just remember when, you know, Georgia Pacific, it's like, oh, nothing's going to change. Well, they're great. And they're a great, great company. But when the headquarters moves, so I just hope I just a fear I personally have, because I have a great love for this city. Hey, let's talk about the growth, though. I mean, it's a family business, which is, you read about that. That can be tough. I mean, it's your sister, right?
My sister, I only have a sister, no other siblings, and she's not active in the business anymore. She was, so smaller, you know, family unit that we had made it easier. Yeah, you do hear a lot of stories about bigger families and who's in charge of what and who gets paid what, and we just didn't really ever have that, which is pretty nice.
When did you decide to go into the other venues? Obviously, Epic, we can talk more about that, and I know you're huge into music, but obviously you were a great athlete yourself. State champions 1988 on Alaska. The Vikings.
Hilltoppers.
Knocking off the Neenah Rockets.
Yeah.
That was pretty, that's an achievement back in those days.
It was. We were very much an underdog. I can remember we were out eating.
That's the old field house, right?
Yes.
Yep.
The barn.
Yep.
And we were out eating, and our whole team's sitting there waiting to get in, and there were some people there for the state tournament just watching it, and they're like, oh my god, the San Alaska team, there's just no way. We could hear these people talking. We're standing there, and you know, so that just,
that's great.
Things like that, we weren't expected to win.
Do you remember who else won the state championships that year? Because normally you could sit and watch the other games.
No, I don't.
All right.
But that was
back in the day of WISA too. WISA had those great,
right?
I mean, there are so many. Well, you know what, and there's been a revival now. There's a lot of basketball talent in the state of Wisconsin. And when you go to those state tournaments and you see it up close and personal, you realize, wow, I'd never heard of this kid. And then he goes off to a big time school and whatever. I mean, there's so much more talent here than people give this state credit for.
I agree. That's surprising. Sneaks up on you.
Absolutely.
On a lot of things. So you grew up in the grocery store business, but I don't know, it's the word passion, love for music. You always loved music, right? I mean, did you get into that the same age you got into basketball?
Probably later than that. I think it started in college, you know, just the old college atmosphere, having the radio going loud.
Hey, can I just jump in real quick? One quick thing.
He will.
One music thing. Down at Rock USA, when they used to have it in Oshkosh, and I'm trying to like cut in line to get to, I think I was trying to get to Kid Rock, but the line was for Tesla, to get this meet and greet. And somebody taps me on the shoulder, goes, John, you're cutting in line. I turn, it's Mark.
All right.
Remember that?
Those were good times.
If anybody should cut the line, it's Mark. So, but so tell me of your and I don't know, you run your business, you're running the music industry, you know, and through Epic. Tell me about that segue. And I think that's great that you were allowed to, or maybe that's not the right word, but that you were able to go after your passion of music.
Right. You know, there were four or five guys after I moved to Green Bay that would, you know, just go to shows, whether it's in the city, out of the city. We started to know people in bands and in the industry as a whole. We were booking shows at the distillery, and that became tricky because the place is set up to do weddings on weekends. So we weren't ever going to be able to rent that room very often on a weekend, and that's not great because it's easier for people to go to a show on a weekend. So we started looking around at buildings and figuring out what could we do to have our own place. And excuse me, in a lot of places we looked at just didn't work out for a variety of reasons. And in the end, it was probably fortunate that it didn't work in some of these circumstances, because we found a building that was built with less renovations needed for it. Everything else would either had to been ground up where the building was going to be too small and we weren't going to get the bands we want. So I thought the dream was over. It was, you know, probably a year or two where I just said every dead end has happened and this must be a sign. And then a friend of mine owned a building, which was a Gordman's, and that was easy enough to renovate. And we just knew all the ins and outs of all these places we went, the bad stuff, the good stuff. And we just said, well, this is easy. We got an empty box. Just build it the way it should be.
And parking is there too.
Yeah. Parking is rare in a venue that size.
Yeah, right. That's for sure.
And you had everything that you needed for that. So what do you have coming on in Epic? I mean, you advertise it, or we see it a lot, and we've had people talk about it. The buzz is out there.
We've got the glam band guys coming on here
tomorrow. They're
coming
in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We've had them there. They're great. And huge following.
Right.
This week is Need to Breathe, which is a Christian rock band that is very popular. It'll be well attended. We have Brett Michaels over at the baseball stadium, which will be a big thing.
Oh, yeah. At
the end of the summer.
Does his drummer still live here in Green Bay?
I think
he was
so.
Living with
He's
a buddy
had
of mine.
Connections with people from Green Bay. Yeah.
I've got a buddy who's a cop here, and he lives with him. The guy just loved it up here. They came up for a concert. It's like, man, I want to live here. I can just fly to wherever else.
Yeah. So next week's Pam Tillis, you know, a famous
name
in
the
country. Yeah.
It's Mel Tillis' daughter. No, Mel
Summers
Tillis.
Are hard. Oh, summers are hard to book in the venue.
Yeah, I bet.
Did you get that?
What's that?
You asked me if I knew Mel Tillis.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, really? That's where you're going to go?
Sing it. Okay. Yes. He was great. I'd met Mel Tillis. I've met Mel Tillis. He was at the Carlton West.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, he doesn't remember that.
I don't know.
No, I was not here. That's where our store is, right on that property that burned down.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I remember when it burned down, like a New Year's Day, about 85.
Yeah, we were always told about it as that store was already there. We moved in to somebody's existing festival. And then we expanded a couple times. And I think on one or two of the expansions, the footings were so bad. They're like, it's just ash down here.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we knew this would happen. So they had to fix all that.
I remember the day it happened. Because I was working at TV and I was on my way to do an interview, something sports-wise. They said, you got to run over to off of Mason Street. We got the Carlton burning down.
Yeah. Right.
I still remember that.
I've seen newspaper ads for the people they brought in there. Elvis. Oh. And it's like unbelievable to think those people were right on their property.
The biggest names going were there.
I was at school with St. Norbert back in 70s, 80s. I did lighting there. That was like my side little job. And I've got just autographs from, you know, Oak Ridge Boys and, you know, Mel Tillis. And
you did lighting at the Carlton?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I worked for Carl, who I really enjoyed working for him. I mean, he just was great to the lighting guys. That's all I'll say. That was a fun place to work. And yeah, there were so many entertainers and, you know, and they would say that. They would joke about it. You know, what am I doing here? And, you know, Jerry Lewis and just, but it was a beautiful theater. He took great care of his of the entertainers. And that was a lot of fun. Hey, you, what's new in the grocery biz? Are you going to go to where we have to pay a membership?
No. That's not in the plans.
Yeah, good.
Could we get back to music? I was with that guy at that bourbon tasting thing last year I hosted. And remember, he's like, oh, I know Mark's going real well. We've been to, who was the band you've seen like 30 times or something?
Shinedown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He says, oh, I see him all the time. Because this guy's gone to like 30 of their concerts.
Okay.
And he said he always sees you at that.
Yeah.
Yes. Have they been up here?
Yeah, we had him here a month ago.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's awesome. And you have what, 82 autographed guitars now?
Oh, at least.
Wow.
I'll take the over.
Really? Wow.
What have you got? That's cool.
My partner, John Mino.
And your Shetland pony star.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. Do you have a dog, Mark?
Yes, I do.
Does he know how to swim?
She doesn't know how to swim yet.
Oh, okay. Well, and that's true. We got to set a quick break. Mino the Bear and Mark Skoker joining us here this morning. Back after this.
Love this guy. Sail across the stormy sea.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer. And half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Maggie.com. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 78. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 59. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high of 77. Overcast skies. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday. Chance for scattered rain showers, Sunday. Another look at the short range, a high of 78 today. We should dip down to around 59 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to WGBW. We are here with the, as I said, the one of the leaders of our community from the business perspective, and has really branched out into other things, a little bit for his own personal love, but the community has benefited. He loves music, so he opened up Epic and keeps that full with great entertainment from Christian to some rock to what do the venue you have.
Country, everything. I mean, there's nothing we wouldn't take.
Right.
People will respond to what we post for who's a new band coming, and they get frustrated because it's not something they know. But I mean, we'll go and grab anything as long as we think we can sell enough tickets to pay the band.
Right. And then you own the Rockets, or what's the name?
The Rockers.
The Rockers. Sorry.
Yeah.
It used to be Booyah. Now it's the Rockers.
For that Bullfrogs?
Yeah.
Oh, the Bullfrogs before. That's right.
Actually, that league all has cool names. You know, buddy of mine, Craig Dickman, owns the team down in Fond du Lac. They're the Dock Spiders.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody has really, really creative names. That's a real nice stadium, too. I don't know if you've ever been to that one.
I have not.
It's really cool.
But what I like about the Rockers, and I went to more Booyah games and before that a lot more.
But that's, you were with games. Me when we were at that stadium.
Yes.
For the amputee game.
But the wraparound entertainment is awesome.
Right. It's not just sitting and watching baseball, unless you want to, but bringing the kids and being on inflatables and participating on the field or whatever it may be, it's more of a party than it is, strictly baseball.
I regret that I didn't get out to see Don Mikowski's son play a couple of years back. When he came out, he was playing for Clemson. He came up and spent a year.
Yeah.
I know he got hurt, but that was...
There's some pretty interesting stories. I mean, they alert us every time somebody who's played in the league makes it to the major leagues, and... Green Bay hasn't had a player in a bit, and I think that'll change before.
But the rest of the league has.
Always.
It's incredible.
Over 300 that I think have played in the league and have made it to the major
league. People have no idea the talent on these teams in the Northwoods. They really and truly don't. These are great college baseball players.
Yeah, it's a reason to go.
Absolutely.
Remember some names, and you'll say you saw them when they were just starting out.
That's
right. Cool, and it's great for those kids to play. And like you said, that's an upscale venue.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's like Epic. I mean, right? You treat the guests... The guest's right.
We've made all the changes that we think make it a little more comfortable and more fun. That new video board out in the outfield is wonderful. We were struggling and frustrated with the board that was there prior. It was just breaking down. It was a bad investment by the previous owners. And we thought, well, we're going to have to get a little smaller or this is completely unaffordable. But we built that thing and it has so much more functionality and what you can do with it. So that's been fun. Let me tell you the quick story about how I got into the whole baseball thing. So the Epic idea was going on, and they're pretty much adjacent to one another. And the previous owners called me and said, hey, we've got a group that's thinking about buying this thing, and they're from out of town, and we were not really marketing it, but they came to us and said, or out of state, actually. They said, that doesn't sound right to us. We'd rather have somebody local. Do you want to buy this? So it just fell in my lap. And we had a relationship with the previous owners and sponsorships of that team and the other teams that they own. So it was pretty cool luck, as I would find it. You know, it was at the right time, and we said, yeah, let's do it.
That's awesome. And that their affiliation is down in Madison, too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they still might have one or two others in the league. I think they were kind of selling some off.
But yeah, those Madison, are good guys. For sure. All right. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk a little bit more about Epic. And I want the website. I want people to, although you sell out, but I just think that, you know, sometimes you look at, you know, the Meyer Theater has pretty good notoriety, the Widener, although they don't have as much entertainment as I wish they would. But for Epic, if people want to know, when you have such, what I love about that place is the variety you offer. I mean, it's just
so epicgreenbay.com. And then we have a newsletter you can sign up for, or text messages that you can sign up for. And that's the way you would just get fed it all the time without having to go to the website.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, people sometimes miss, you know, announcements. And I've maintained that Green Bay, because it didn't have a smaller venue that could have a show, you know, basically weekly. We'll do over 75 this year. They just weren't used to going to shows regularly. They'd go to the Rush when they'd have their big shows, right, you know, once a month or, you know, whatever that was. And they would schedule that. And now it needs to be more like, what am I going to do tonight? Let's see what's going on at Epic.
Right.
Well, put us on that newsletter or whatever. I'd love to promote whatever you've got going on there.
Okay.
You know, you did a thing for a great friend of mine last year on Veterans Day night. It was the first time they did it. It was these songwriters from Nashville, and they write these songs for veterans and about veterans. Really cool. And actually, I went to a funeral a couple of months ago for one of the gentlemen that had a song written about him. It was called Flyboy. He was a World War II veteran. He was like 96 when he passed away. But they played that song. And I know they played it that night at your place, but they played that song at his funeral. Now, you want to talk about a great tribute, a great memory, a great memorial to somebody. And it was their first time. They didn't know how it was going to go over. Ended up turning out great. But they said, my good friend Jen, she said, if you didn't step in and say, yeah, we can have it here, it never would have happened. And I think they're doing it again this year.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, I've seen songwriter series before where, you know, three, four people will get up on stage and, you know, sing the songs they wrote. And they sing them so well. And you're thinking, why did you have to sell that? Yeah. It seems like you could have just taken that thing on the road and been, you know, a hero.
And in Nashville, and I get to go there often, I have a couple of kids that live there, but when you take the tour of the homes, those writers can make some money too. You know what I mean? And you're right. It's kind of like, wow, why would you sell that? But, you know, I don't know. They do. And
they probably just don't know it's going to be that big. It sounds good, but we're not sure.
I know some people that moved to Nashville who were good local writers. And it's, you got to go to Nashville, man. And they never sold a lick, you know? So, I mean, it's more than just, but when you do strike gold with that, you're pretty much set for quite a while. But you want to talk about a tough competitive business? That's the one right there. Because you always have, you know, like one of the things one of the guys said that went down there, he says, in your mind, you're saying, oh my gosh, I did it. This is phenomenal. And you know what? When you play it in front of somebody else and they don't know you and don't know the background, it's like, next.
Hey, Mark, what are your, so look, I'm just really interested in you as a person. And I look at entrepreneurs, and I mean, you can look at Jobs, you can look at Musk. And I really, for our community, for our state, I put you in that category. Like, what's next, right? Do you think about that? You're still a young guy, right? Are you 50? You don't have to tell me.
Wow, it's getting personal now.
I know it is. You don't have to tell me that.
Well, you graduated in 88. Okay. I think you can do the math.
That would take me a while, John. So it's 53. Like, you know, anything you want to share with us? I just think, you know, anyway, go ahead.
Nothing, no big changes ahead. I mean, we just continue to open festival stores. We'll open one in a couple of months in Chippewa Falls.
Great.
Next year, Kimberly in an old Shopko. And then
they are available.
They always do get reused, though.
They do,
don't they? Yeah. They always do.
Different uses, though, right? It's not like they converted Shopko's into X. I mean, you look at, you know, De Pere's going with housing.
We had a Shopko Express in my neighborhood. Now it's the Dollar Tree.
Right.
Yes, right. It is. Yeah, the same neighborhood.
You know the. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, you drive right by it with the roundabout too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So a couple more stores in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I guess one change that we've had is we're buying smaller stores, independently owned stores in smaller communities. We used to be that kind of store, and we stepped away to a bigger box. So that's been a change because they're the only store in that community, and if somebody doesn't buy them, there's no store.
Right.
Okay, we got sent to a quick break. Mind of the Baron, Mark Scogan here. This is a lot of fun. This is good.
Great.
This is good
Thanks
stuff.
For being here.
I wish you were as entertaining as him. We just had a quick break back after this.
Ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB-